Okay, we'll do the Shir Tanya for Tezayin Kislev, for the 16th day of Kislev. We're doing Kuntres Achron, the piece that begins with Utsudoka Kenachalesim. The Rebbe already points out, it almost seems like this piece is supposed to be like amongst the letters of Egeres HaKadosh, because this also talks about the greatness, the advantage of Tzedakah, and what we accomplished. This is, which is a good chunk of all the letters of Egeres HaKadosh are discussing about, you know, about the Tzedakah. But in any event, it was placed over here. The Rebbe doesn't really give a reasoning for that, but just points it out. This is a pasuk in Amos, as we'll see, which seems to say that tzedakah, that you give the tzedakah, will be kenachal eson, like a forceful, strong river. And basically, the Rebbe is going to explain in the inner meaning that river, that forceful river, is the river that comes from the level of chokhmah in the person and from the depth of the person. That's called the eson, the strength, the heart. Is that's the level of chokhmah. For that level of chokhmah to come into the lev, to come into the heart, so that the bittul and the strength of the chokhmah should be expressed also in the heart. That means like it flows like a river from the eson, and it'll be revealed. And the pasuk of there says that at that time, which references the time of Mashiach. So the time of Mashiach, the inner strength of the nefesh, the chokhmah, will become in the open, in the revealed way. That's for the future. The Rebbe says, the point here is that even Bizman HaGolus, one can get a little bit of that level of chokhmah in his heart through the act of tzedakah. Because when you give tzedakah, then the Eibishter sort of Isarusa Dele'elo, Isarusa Dele'elo, Isarusa Dele'elo, the Eibishter gives you back also in a way that it... you get that level of Esam. All right, let's look inside and we'll see what he says. Utsdoko kenachal Esam. So that's an almost Soif Simon Hey.
Yeah.
The Pasuk says that the Tzedoko will be revealed, kenachal Esam. Tzedoko kenachal Esam will be revealed like a strong river. So what is the inner meaning of it? So he says, Perush, what does it mean? Beruch nitsinyonim, kemoi shenachal eison hu ham shocha, hanim sheches mibchinas eison. Just like the nachal eison, what does it mean, a river of eison? That means that it's a ham shocha that comes from the level of eison. What is the level of Eison? She bechinas nekuda beheichlo v'terein rein chulu. Bechlal, in the Zohar, it says that Chochmah u'Bina are terein rein loy misparshin. They're like two friends that don't separate, because the Chochmah is the nekuda and the Bina is the expansion on the nekuda, and they go together. That is called also the nekuda Behechla. Heichel is the room. Nekuda is the point. A point in the Heichel means the Bina is the level of Heichel. That's the level of the room. That's where the expansion is. Nekuda is the point inside of the Heichel, which basically means that Chochmah and Bina together. So that is the level of Eison. So the Eison is the Nekuda Behechla. And we want that from this level, it comes down as a nachal, into flows into the heart. The word eson is the letters of Aleph, Yud, Sof, Nun. In the Loshon Kodesh grammar, when you want to say the future, you say the word Aleph, or you say the word Yud, or the word Tof, Nun. That means the future. E'eseh, I will do. Ya'aseh, he will do. So all these letters, so which basically means that essentially this level will be not now. This level, that the level of Nachal Eison, that from the level of Chochma Bina to come down, is Eison, is for the future. That's not now. That's what even Mashiach will come. But he's going to say, we can do a little bit of it now also. So he says, Ve'eison, Ve'eis Eison, Misham Shes Los. The words Eison, they serve for the future. Pirush, which means Ano Osidli is Galio, that I am destined to be revealed. It's not now. Its tzedakah will reveal, would be kenachal eson, in the future will be revealed. As the pasuk says, hine yaskil avdi. The Torah talks about Mashiach, the pasuk says. So it says yaskil, also the yud over there, but yaskil avdi, my servant will become very wise. We talk about Mashiach, so the future, what's going to happen, begoimer? Behainu she yizgala oz einen sof baruchu v'yichudu yizbarich. That means that the blessed light of the Ein Sof and its unity, the oneness of Hashem, will be revealed toich pnimis nekudas halev, inside of the depth, the inner of the heart, that will be revealed. Because in the level of Chochmah is the Ein Sof, is the level of Bittul over there. So from that level of Ein Sof, which is in the level of Chochmah, of the Nefesh, that will come down into the Lev Pnimis. Al Yidei, how is the Ein Sof going to come down to the heart? Through the level of Chochmah. Al Yidei Hamshochas Nachal Eson. When we draw down the river of Eson, Hu Ha'oras Chochmah Ilo, it'll be a shine from the supreme Chochmah, from the level of Chochmah, that will come down into the heart. That will be the revelation of the Ein Sof in the heart. In Pnimis Alev. Sheyor in Pnimis Alev, libotl b'yichudu yisborich, to be subjugated in Hashem's unity, betachlis totally, me'umka de liba, from the depths of the heart, achrei hasoras ha'orla mitayvis hagashmiz v'chulu, after the removal of all the blocks from the physical desires. Right now we're not open to receive that level of Ein Sof in our heart, because it has to be circumcision. That's why you have to say Zomalta Mesavus Levavcha, Hashem will Malu Mal Hashem Alakechas Levavcha. There has to be circumcision. There is a block, something that hinders, doesn't allow for the expansion of the Eibush. So this will be in the future. But right now, while we still have the orla, we still have the stuffness, we still have the block, so we cannot be really exposed, we cannot contain, we cannot get the level of Chochmah from the Ein Sof in our hearts. However, v'hine ato begolus hachal hazeh. This is a language that is used in the Pasuk. In Levadia, the Loshdom. So, Begolus Hachel Hazeh, meaning in this present, Golus, even though we say that this is for the future, Yesh Gamkein Eitzo Yehutzo, there is also an advice, Laho Yir Ktsas Oir Havaye, to have a little bit of the light of Hashem, Mibchinas Eison, from the level of Eison, L'toich Nekudas Primis Halev, Kein Laosi, to shine into the point of the heart, as will be in the future. How could one get this? So this also comes through Isarusa de le Tato, Isarusa de le Eilo. Because we have to get the level of pity, we have to arouse the level of Rachmonis, the level of Yaakov, which is level of pity, to have Rachmonis on us. The Eibishter should have Rachmonis on our state in which we are still with all of our blockages, with all of our problems. So Dev Shav Rachmonis, and notwithstanding, still give us. So how do we get Dev Shav Rachmonis? Through us having Rachmonis on somebody else. V'hainu al yidei shema'oyder amnitzu tzalakis shebenavshei. That is through arousing on the godly spark which is in the soul, the level of the supreme great level of mercy. I have to arouse that great level of mercy. Because the truth is, Kol man she'ein ha'odom zoicha she'iz gala oir havaya mibchinas eison b'nekudas pnimis levovei lebotl b'yichudu yizborach me'umka de liba at klois ha'nefesh mamash. For the truth is, as long that the person does not merit that the light of Hashem should light from the level of Esau, from the level of Esau in his neshama, into the inner part of his soul, so that he should be total subjugated from the depth of his heart to the extent that he expires his soul to the Eibishter, Azai be'emes yesh rachmona gedoyla ala nitzut shebenavshe, then there is a great taka rachmonas. So there is a big pity on his soul, on the godly, on the spark that's in his soul. So there is a spark of the soul which is by you, and that spark is not functioning because it cannot express itself to the level that you should be subjugated and should be bottled till the depth of your heart, till the level of klis and nefesh. Ki hanitzutz nimshach mibchinas chokhmei lo mamash. For that spark extends, comes from where? From the level of the Supreme Chochmah. And when it cannot shine from its level to the inner of the heart, that's the place where that ray has to be revealed. It's in the heart, the level, that spark from Chochmah, which the person have from the Chochmah Eloh, which is in the Neshama. Where does it have to come out? It has to come out by the heart. The heart should be openly connected to Hashem. That's in a level of golus. It's exile because it doesn't function, because it doesn't impact him. So by Yidei Rachmim Ravim Hol Yenim, and through the great mercy of above, the supreme great mercy, Yoytze Mehagolus Vashivya, it goes out from exile and captivity, and it shines inside of the point of the heart, the great level of love. So the Eibishter basically gives him a break, and the Rachmonis sort of gets him, even though he is not yet there, he gets that spark. Like we say, it says Yaakov redeems Avraham, which means that the level that it should be able to come down in the heart. You know, Avraham is the Midas HaChesed, and so in order for the Midas HaChesed to function, it needs to have the level of Yaakov, needs to have Rachmanes, so that notwithstanding that the person isn't deserving or is not yet at the level, level of Rachmanis will say, okay, you know what, we'll give it to him, even we have a pity on him, we have Rachmanis and we have compassion on him. As says in Likut HaMorim, it says earlier in chapter 45. Okay, so what is basically what we're saying is here, you need Rachmim Rabim in order to get a little bit of the, even in this Golos, you need Rachmim Rabim. So how do we elicit from our Eibishter Rachmim Rabim? How do we get the Rachmim Rabim? So that's why here comes in the idea of tzedakah, that when we have Rachmim Rabim on another person, that's the Yisarusa de Latata, through which we bring about the Yisarusa de Leila, the Rachmim Rabim from above. This is known. Kisarusa de Leila, Bisarusa de Latata, Davki Talim Milse, that the arousal of above hinges on the arousal of below. That's what it hinges on, the hainu. Today, he said, Rachmim Rabim, through the arousal of great mercy, believe, Rachmanim v'geim l'chasodim, in the heart of those compassionate and those who act with kindly, lashpia l'mata, to give the flow below. In this world, lashpia gashmas, talking about a physical flow, zohar v'chesem v'chul. L'chein, and that's why, pu'ulas ha'tzidoko, Hipulas Nachal Esamamish. That's why the effect, the impact of tzedakah is the mamish, the effect of Nachal Eson, which means you're getting the Eson from the neshama to shine in your heart in the Pnimis Halev. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher le'ish yitim ba'ad nafshir, it's the Pasuk in Yiv, that which means a oir ba'ad oir, meaning that basically one part of the body protects the other part of the body, and everything that a person has he will give for his soul. So what does it mean? You want your soul to be okay, you want your soul, you want over there it talks about life. A person will spend all his money in order to save his life. So over here, a person will give everything to save his nefesh elikis, because if you want your nefesh elikis to be out of golus and you want it to shine, the kudus alev, you'll give everything for it. So therefore, lo yidabay rechayim yisabaruchu, to give it the shine of the living light of the blessed Ein Sof, which is the Nachal Eison, and through tzedakah. So therefore, there's no limit to what tzedakah you're going to give in order to accomplish that the Nachal Eison should come down in your heart.